Right now, you do have God's attention, whether you feel like it or not, regardless of how sad you are, regardless of the valley, the depth that you're going through, you have God's attention. Can you say praise the Lord? You do have God's attention. Philip Yancey wrote these words, "We need not bang a drum or bring an animal sacrifice to get God's full attention. We already have it. God's looking at you right now, and He sees you, and He desires to bless you and to help you, regardless of our feelings." Don't trust your feelings. Trust the Word of God that says you're engraved on God's hands. Friend, listen, when you're right with God, God's always there. When you're not right with God, He's there too, but you don't know He's there. You don't feel He's there, so you don't have His joy or His blessing. But He always sees us. He's never far from any of us. He's right there with you now, where you are. You're in church and you're in this pew. You're hearing this message. God is here. God is here. And God is here to do something good and to bless. Look at the detailed care of God in our lives. Friend, if we were to give God our all, really give Him our heart, not just say, "I gave my heart to the Lord." I mean, but to give Him our all. He would open the windows of heaven. He would change the direction of your life. He would bring so much good, so many blessings. Now, we'll do it for a little while, and because it doesn't happen in the next 3 days, we say, "Well, you know, I better go back to my old thing and my old way." And we give up. We turn. God wants to see how sincere you are. We can look in Jesus and see how sincere He is, how sincere He was, how far He went to get our hearts. He went all the way to Calvary. So you have God's attention. Even the little sparrows has God's attention. You have always had God's attention. Now, life is stressful. Life will take us places we don't really want to go, or things that we really don't want to experience. Sometimes it's not the big things in life that's getting us down. It's not the great, gigantic things that come upon us, like a marriage failure, a death of a loved one, a financial a setback, a foreclosure, the loss of a friend, these huge, big things. Sometimes it's just the everyday wear and tear of life would just wear you down, cause you to become distracted. Get your attention off of Jesus. That's called stress. Now, when stress begins to wear and tear you down physically, and it works its way into your spirit, into your consciousness, then it becomes what is known as distress. There's stress, and then there's distress. Life is hectic, and now the hectic has gotten inside of us. And then temptation comes in. Difficulties will cause you to have that feeling that God has forgotten me, that God is absent from me, that God doesn't love me anymore, that God doesn't know where I am. He doesn't know what I'm going through. Friend, those thoughts are not the thoughts of the Holy Spirit. They're your thoughts. Don't think those thoughts. Think this: never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. This is what the Lord Jesus does. He gives peace. He gives peace. Jesus says, "My peace I give unto you. My peace, not as the world gives, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled." Some of us today are saying, "God, where is that peace? Where is that peace?" Friend, turn your face toward Jesus today. Turn your face toward spirituality. Confess to Him that you have drifted away. Confess, acknowledge, and say, "God, I have let you down, but you've never let me down." Friend, you do that, God will throw His arms around you. He'll kiss you back into His kingdom. He will bless you, and you will know an overflowing abundance of joy and happiness in your life. And when you do that, don't just let it go for 3 days, but day after day, read your Bible, pray, fellowship with God's people, and know the blessing of God derived from them and impart to them your people. God's presence is sufficient for peace. Peace will come and push out that stress and push out that tiredness and bring in that new life. Peace will come. The presence of God will give it. God's presence will give and take care of the necessities of life. God will supply. His promise of His presence is perpetual. Now notice what he says. Never will I leave you. He says, I will never leave you. I will never relax my hold on you. I will never let you go. Friend, what he is promising you, you turn it around, you promise, and do it back to him. I'll tell you, you have a tight relationship with the Lord that the world, the devil, hell itself can't pry it away. That wonderful relationship. Like the song says, oh, love that will not let me go, I rest my weary soul in you. Rest your soul in Jesus today. Today's the day of salvation. This is the day the Lord has made for you to come to him and experience his power and his presence. And once you know his presence, old things pass away, new things come. God bless you as we bow now before him to receive his blessing. Some of us need to talk to him about some things today. Real serious talk with the Lord.
Do you need Pastor Morris to pray with you about a struggle or decision you're wrestling with? The Pray Now app is available to you right now. Go to thehealingword.com, click Pray Now, and select the topic that matches your request. Pastor Morris will provide encouragement, pray with you, and deliver a brief message on overcoming and living in victory. Again, pray now at thehealingword.com.